And now,
Garmin Panoptics, all-seeing sonar.
Oh, wow.
What?
You fooled me with that one. Please. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Oh.
Whoa. Welcome back to the program. How about that? Now I know where I am. I had to give my head a shake there.
See, I hold your hand through the show.
I thought I was in Kansas City, where I was a week ago, I guess it was? A couple of weeks? How long has it been now?
I think it was last week.
Was it last week?
I think so.
Wow. I was at the great Garmin get-together, where I was looking frantically for our next guest, and he wasn't there. So I got to find out what happened. What up? His name is Danny Thompson. He is the regional sales manager for Garmin. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
I'm going great. I missed you down in Kansas. What happened?
Well, you know, we had the big St. Paul ice fishing show, so I was up in St. Paul showing off the new LiveScope bundle and some of the ice fishing stuff we got.
Ah, okay. It had to be a reason, legitimate reason. You're the man. How you been, buddy?
Been good. I've been on the kind of the trail of ice fishing shows here the last couple months, and you know, we got cold weather. I'm sitting up in Fargo, North Dakota right now, and it's well below zero. It's got to be 10 below, and they're making ice, and we're ready to get out and do some fishing.
When do you think the first ice fishing hole will actually be dug this year?
Oh, they're driving trucks out on Red Lake over here, so we've been fishing since Thanksgiving at least. Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. I guess.
So I saw a lot of cool stuff down at the Garmin show. Not the least, of course, is all of that LiveScope stuff. You know, as an ardent ice fisherman, you got to be pinching yourself every day knowing that you've got this type of technology at your fingertips.
You know, and that's the funny thing. I keep talking about this, even at sports shows. And, you know, I get a lot of people come to the booth every year. And, you know, first we had really great chirp transducers for ice fishing. And then we had the Panoptics. And it was like, unbelievable. How's it ever going to get better? And then, boom, we have LiveScope and an ice fishing bundle. And that's the thing now is we're sitting here going, well, I mean, my gosh, what are we going to have here in 2 years? It's just the Garmin engineers, they amaze me what they can do. They make my job of selling this stuff so easy. I mean, you see LiveScope one time on the ice, and it's like, all right, take my money. Sold.
So, you know, we've been, and this was brought up at the conference down at Garmin last week. You know, we're just starting to understand Panoptics. We're just starting to truly take advantage of all of the benefits and features of having Panoptics. And now, all of a sudden, you throw the switch, and we're looking at a whole different technology in this LiveScope. So, first of all, tell the audience the basic differences between the two, would you?
Yeah, and you know, and that's the thing. So, even Panoptics, there's still a great use for it. And Panoptics was more of like that radar view. You know, so in the ice fishing world, we'd put it down through our hole, and we could look out. I mean, I've seen crappies as far as 200 feet from that transducer, and you're able to walk over and pinpoint exactly where they're at, drill a hole, and catch the fish. So your time of finding fish is so much quicker using the Panoptics, and then comes LiveScope. And what LiveScope does is it's not like that radar view. It's more almost like a down imaging image. And so it's really clear. In fact, I watched a video here at the show of a guy that had it on Lake Winnipeg, and you could see this 30-inch walleye come in. You could see its tail paddling, and you could see its mouth open when it bit his bait. So the definition on that LiveScope is just unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's insane. I know people that are listening might not believe what we're saying, but I'm telling you, what Danny just said is absolutely true. You can, and I won't say you can count the scales on a walleye's cheek, but you're coming awfully close to that right now. Without question, if you see the profile of a fish on LiveScope, you know what species it is. And in most cases, once you get used to doing size comparisons, you can pretty much tell the size of that fish. So you know what it is and you know how big it is. But what's really exciting for the ice fishermen, especially, not that this doesn't apply to regular anglers, you know, from a boat, but for ice fishermen, what really makes this tool absolutely indispensable is that you go on your favorite body of water, you drill one hole on your favorite spot, whether it's the point or an underwater hump or that weed, whatever it is that you're fishing, you drill that one hole, you drop down the transducer that's on this cool little stick thing that you can get with the ice fishing bundle. You drop it down, and you slowly turn it 360 degrees, completely around from one end to the other, and you mark every place where you should be drilling holes because there's fish there. And it tells you how far away from where you are you need to drill that hole. So it kind of takes all of the guessing out of it. It is unbelievable. You spend more time fishing, less time, as Danny just said, searching. And it is absolutely an incredible tool that now has taken all of the guessing out of the game. And some people might say, you know, it's an unfair advantage. But as anglers, whenever we hear that, you know, we always shake our head. We say, okay, unfair, my butt. Okay, you still have to coax that fish into biting and getting him up through the ice. So don't think of it as an unfair advantage. Think of it as an indispensable tool that you must have as an ice fisherman, because that's exactly what it is. It's just incredible. Yeah. Now, what's the bundle? Tell folks what the bundle, what sort of money are we looking at to get into this technology?
And that's kind of the cool thing. So LiveScope is obviously the Cadillac of the ice fishing units. And, you know, that retails for $2,800 U.S. And it's got everything in it. You know, it's got an EchoMap 93. You've got the LiveScope. We made a new bag for it. You got your pole mount. Everything you need to go fishing winter and essentially summer, other than a summer transducer, in there. And then the Panoptics bundle is retailing for $1,800 U.S. And so those are kind of the big, you know, bundles that have the Panoptics. But we do have the full lineup. So say you want to buy an EchoMap 73 right now ice bundle, that's only $700 U.S., and you can actually upgrade that in the future to Panoptics or LiveScope.
Now, when you say that, so what you're talking about is the transducer upgrade, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you could eventually upgrade to a Panoptics transducer or the LiveScope system itself. And, you know, and I sell a lot of those, you know, this week, and we've been selling a lot of them just because there's a lot of guys that say, hey, you know, I love it, but I just can't swing it right now. And so they buy the unit now, and it's still an amazing unit. I mean, you've got a 500 watt chirp transducer in there, extremely beautiful sonar with our flasher, and we have a new flasher page that we got last winter. So I mean, just our line of flashers even are great units. And then you have the idea that, I mean, I could upgrade this to LiveScope. It's a great unit that you can grow with, you know, over the years, which is nice.
Johnny, could you imagine having this type of technology back 10 years, 15 years ago?
Well, this is the reason why I brought Danny on today, because, as you know, I get freebies from everybody.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, I forgot.
Yeah,
we
cut it. We cut a deal before Danny came on. Don't tell him what it is, Danny.
I forgot.
I won't.
Yeah. Now, one of the complaints, you know, there's very seldom you hear complaints about Garmin, but one of the complaints that I kept hearing over and over about at the big deal down at in Kansas, a lot of the pros and a lot of the people involved with Garmin are starting to complain and saying that it's almost like we've got too many different products now. We've got too many transducers. We've got too many sonars. We've got too many GPSs. Is that even possible?
Yeah, I mean, this is the way I look at it. Garmin is not just into inland fishing, and we're not into just big yachts or just center consoles in Florida. I mean, if you look at what we have, we've done a great job of helping every single niche market. I mean, you look what I have just in ice fishing up here, and then what they've got in Florida, and there is a lot of stuff, but Garmin's into a lot of things, and they do a great job with everything we get into. And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff, but it fits into each individual market a little bit differently. So, you know, if you can break it down by the market, it makes it pretty simple, actually.
To bring what Danny just said into its true perspective, Garmin owns the marine industry in terms of its technology, whether it's, you know, through GPS, through sonar, through imaging, through all of this stuff. They own the marine industry, and yet the marine category is the smallest, and I'm talking single-digit smallest part of the Garmin product line. Think about that. Yeah. They own the marine industry, and yet marine is the smallest piece of their overall business. That's how diverse they are. They introduced the product, they unveiled to us, the marine industry, at this show, a little piece of technology from their aviation part of the business, which is a big component. They now can land an airplane. I know we have automatic landing on big airplanes, passenger planes, right? But they now have the technology that they're just now unveiling on the world, that they do not need pilots for planes anymore. And Garmin has built the technology to completely fly an airplane without manpower safely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how advanced this whole thing is. It's insane. The stuff we saw was insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, of course, they're into the watches are a big part, too, eh, Danny? All of the different for training and for safety and all that stuff, their watches are huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big market for us. And, I mean, everybody's a watch customer. It doesn't matter where you live, what activities you do. I mean, everybody's, you know, interested in buying a watch.
Yeah, yeah, they're massive, massive. Anyways, I'm just enjoying the marine part of it because this new LiveScope is I thought Panoptics was a game changer, and it is, but this now it's just a whole different ballgame. And you know, $2,800 might seem like a lot of money to the average angler, but let me tell you, all you have to do is spend a half hour with this unit on your favorite fishing lake, and you will say, man, this is the best money I've ever spent. Without question, hands down, the best money I have ever spent in the fishing business.
Make sure you ask your wife first, though.
Well, of course you got to ask your wife, but that goes for anything. Let's be honest about it, you know?
Danny, I want to ask you a quick question. It has to do with the customer support side of this thing. So if I'm interested in buying and I go to my local retailer, is he Garmin certified? Has he been through some kind of training program where he can lay out all these features and how the product operates? Or are we further ahead as consumers to head off to a trade show where the Garmin rep is there at the Garmin booth and have the Garmin rep run us through the options and the various features?
Well, you know, it's kind of multiple ways, right? So, yes, both are correct. And, you know, there's a lot of Garmin certified installers and certified sellers and that kind of stuff. And, you know, for them to become certified, they do certain trainings and whatnot. Down here in my region, we just held actually a big trolling motor training for our Force trolling motor. And then we held a certified installer training. So we've got actual trained, certified, you know, installers and dealers. And then, of course, at the retail level, we do a lot of training with the retailers so they understand the product. And then, of course, boots on the ground is always a good thing. And that's, you know, like me, kind of a road warrior traveling from show to dealer. And, you know, I mean, if you come down to the ice fishing show this weekend, I mean, I'm there. I've got units. We can update units. We can help you out with anything you need. So there's a lot of ways. But then also, you know, the consumer is a lot more educated nowadays, and you can see that at the sports shows where they come in and they say, this is what I want, and you really, there's nothing else to tell them. They've already done their research. It's on YouTube and online, and they know what they want before they get there.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for reminding me. One of the main reasons I wanted to go to the show last week was to see the new garbage electric trolling motor. Holy smokes. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, we've never done a trolling motor before, and we tell the engineers, all right, make us a trolling motor, and what they come out with is unbelievable.
Crazy. It's crazy. It's the only way I can describe it. If you get a chance to check it out, I'm sure if you go to Garmin.com, they've got it all over their website. You got to go check out their new Force trolling motor. They have redefined that category completely. totally redefine it. Just like LiveScope has redefined sonar, then the Force electric motor has redefined a trolling motor, electric trolling motor. It's that good. So, anyways, Danny, I know you're busy down there. I really appreciate you joining us. Great to hear you've got some ice to work with. That's always nice if you're in, in the ice fishing game, for sure. We will talk to you soon. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Danny Thompson, regional sales manager with Garmin. He works that whole northeastern sector for them. He is a one-man traveling roadshow, I got to tell you. Crazy kid. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.